My name is Kenya Asioli Ashby. I came to the States first as an exchange student, as a senior in high school in 1975. And then I came for good in 1980. I come from Brazil. I was born and raised in the city of Rio de Janeiro, which is a beautiful city that is actually between the ocean and the mountains. So it's kind of squeezed in where I grew up. So it was for me a big difference when I moved to the U.S. As a senior in my high school, I went up to Bolton, Massachusetts, which is a tiny little town about 2 hours from Boston. Oh, it's very little if you compare to Pittsburgh public schools or what have you. When I first moved there, it was very, very different for me. First, I had never seen snow in my life. It was a beautiful experience. And it was also different for me because I had grown up in a big city of Rio. And then I moved to this tiny little town of 1,200 people. Oh, dear, I had to learn so much. I needed to learn first the language because, you know, although I thought that I could speak English well, when you get here, you go, oh, no, everything that I learned in school is not exactly how things go. I also learned to ski. I learned to try and keep warm during the winter months, you know, which was something that was not very easy for me at all because I had no reference as to what the cold weather was like and how to deal with it. I came as an exchange student. I was 18 years old. Then I went back home and I stayed there for another 5 years or so. And I moved back here when I was 23. I came in my mind thinking that I would never go back. So it was pretty scary. You're leaving everything that you know behind. You're leaving your family behind to venture into the world, you know, and pursue your dreams. But very rewarding, I must say. When I immigrated here, at first, I came as a tourist. I wanted to test the waters. I wanted to make sure that this was really what I wanted to do. I met someone, an American gentleman with whom I fell in love. So we got married, and I changed my status, and I love being here. I've been here for a long time. As welcoming as the United States is, the process that we had to go through to be able to stay in the country legally was a real struggle. It was grueling. The paperwork was pretty intense at the time. And also, we had to go through an interviewing process with my husband and I just to make sure that we were really married. So that was the big struggle to go through all of that. I have my Brazilian citizenship. I didn't have to give it up when I actually became a U.S. citizen. I really moved here because I wasn't happy in my country with the situation, with the political status, and my career. I enjoyed jazz very much. And I moved to New York, which was a beautiful place to learn and deepen my appreciation for jazz. Brazil happens to be in a very interesting time in history. When I was growing up there, we were living under a military dictatorship. We really didn't have any freedom of speech, which is a wonderful thing about this country. And it seems like currently we are almost going back to that state of almost like a military takeover. However, it doesn't feel like it is like a dictatorship in a socialist way. It's very democratic, it seems to me. But it's a very difficult time for Brazil right now. The country for some 12, 15 years, 20 years or what have you, had been governed by a very corrupt government. So a lot of money that should have gone to the people were actually diverted into some politicians' pockets. All of that is starting to reverse now. So it's a very trying time for the country. Exciting and scary at the same time. When you are away from your family and you encounter some difficulties, especially financial difficulties, that's tough. You really have to make sure that you have your priorities really straight in your head to find your strength, you know, to keep on going. And, you know, you have to believe that There's a reason for that, and there's a lesson in everything.